You are listening to the 416 with Jade Johnson.
And we're back.
So one other problem with me being horribly out of shape this year is I used to be the cute hot friend that we would try to use to get into parties.
Now I
need to find someone younger and perhaps a bit firmer. Try to get into parties. Yeah. Either that or I need to get myself a bunch of lanyards and some extra devices of the BlackBerry and iPhone type so I can look as if I'm industry related.
Important.
Because, yeah.
I had a friend. She was from Winnipeg and she was a producer. And she did more television, but she had no... She looks as important as we do, but she would get in.
No issue. Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Did she pull a Jay Johnson? Did she have a card?
She actually had the credentials.
Right.
She's from Saskatchewan, so the... I'm going to say the film scene in Saskatchewan isn't... I guess it's big enough so that you know everyone.
Right.
So she had no... She had no issue of being known when she went to a door or whatever. But I think, I don't know, there's this thing with Toronto now. It's like, it's just getting so big. Is it big? Well, it's like, you heard that they're like closing schools in downtown Toronto and stuff like that.
Why?
Because enrollment is down. Like enrollment has been declining, like in downtown schools.
Is it that people have fewer children or...
I guess that's what it is, but then in the burbs, like, schools are exploding.
Well, yeah, people can't afford to raise children in the city. It's right. The real estate costs.
But then when I go...
It's prohibitive.
Totally, but if I try to go out on a Friday, Saturday night, not because I'm old, but it's like, it's the worst. You want to have a bad time? Go out in Toronto, downtown on a Saturday night if you want to have a bad time.
Right.
Because it's like, even like, oh, let's go meet up for a beer. It's like, you can't do that.
Sure you can. You just have to know where to go.
Where? Tell me where.
Other places.
Where other places?
I finally found where they moved the Bishop and the Belchers to.
Over here.
Yeah.
Bloor and...
Yeah. But
near Alliance Atlantis or Canwest or whatever they're called.
It's sort of behind a building, though. Yeah. If you look it up online, it seems very, oh, it's Bay and Bloorish. Yeah. But it's not.
Not Bay, sorry.
Or Church
here.
And Bloorish.
Yeah, Church, yeah.
But it's sort of tucked behind a building.
Yeah, in an office building. But it's still the same Bishop and...
they still have the games. They still have the board games. Yeah. I don't think a lot of teenagers would go there for their beer on their way to stumble along on the streets in their tube tops and high heels.
I'm saying even being near Boys Town is nuts. Like, it's just... Streets are packed. Like, just packed with people.
Yeah.
And there's not that many... Like, I don't know. It's not fun. It's kind of stupid. It's kind of annoying. Like, I can distinctly remember just going on Saturday and just be like, oh, gonna go listen to some music or whatever. But everywhere there's a lineup. Do I sound like a curmudgeon?
You do.
Oh, no.
I mean, because I remember piling in someone's car very rarely. I mean, I barely got out of the house. But the odd time I did, you know, it was the pile in someone's car.
Sure.
And come downtown.
Sure.
And stumble around and then go to Johnny's Hamburgers on the way back to Scarborough.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God, Johnny's Hamburgers. Absolutely. So good.
But do you remember the streets just being filled with people and people puking everywhere and like
usually
I don't know,
but I remember it fondly from when I was younger because it was exciting. Wasn't as though I've been at this dance before and I've puked on these shoes. It wasn't that.
Yes. I think it was just like try to meet up with some people on a Saturday and it was just like, why are we doing this to ourselves?
But where were you physically meeting? Were you physically?
I think it was the Beaconsfield. It was the Beaconsfield.
Okay, and intersection.
What is it? Like right by the Drake.
Okay.
Beaconsfield.
So you know what you're getting when you go there.
Usually just a regular pub with not annoying people.
And no. It's going.
I know people
to be
that
crowded.
Work there, and it's not like I can get a seat and like.
Yeah, but it's the Queen West. It's totally. The new spot.
Where am I going to go? Young and dead. Like, where to go then?
I don't know. Where do old people drink? Maybe you should start bowling.
The Legion Hall?
Yes, the Legion. I'm sure you can get a nice, quiet beer.
Were you in the war? Nope. But I saw the movie.
Nice. Yeah. I'm sure a bowling alley, perhaps.
Yeah, I think you're going to change your tune after the film festival. You'll be like, it's so crowded now, and the people are rude. Yeah. And it's too cold in this theater.
Oh, no. No, but I always pack an extra sweater. You've got to pack. Mm. Snacks, sweater.
Yeah.
Sometimes an extra pair of shoes.
But the demographic for the film festival is more of a mature,
yes,
intelligent crowd. It's never gotten... I like how respectful the audience is.
And even people who are disrespectful in other movies are respectful in festival movies, okay, because it's like mob logic in reverse. As opposed to villagers and pitchforks, it's people turning off their cell phones and sitting quietly and not kicking chairs.
Yeah, it's active. It's active watching. And
yes, people are engaged. They are present. They are mindful. They are in the moment.
So with every movie, with every premiere, not gala, but every premiere, is the director there?
Usually the first screening of the movie, the director is there, or somebody
significant
somehow associated with the film.
Be funny if it was just the producer, be like, I paid for this.
Maybe.
I wonder what they just submit, right, to get into.
I'm sure there's a whole song.
There is a whole song dance probably behind the scenes, but is it open submissions?
I suppose. I'm sure, especially the short films. Yes.
There's a big short film.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you could probably get into those. Check those out. Yeah. And some of them are not, I mean, you know, they're short films.
Yeah.
They're not all, you know, like Tim Burton's for short film. Or some of them are just short films. And they should just stop right there.
That'd be funny. You, like, get into a film festival, international film festival, Toronto, and Sundance. You make a short, and then, like, the advice there was, it's really fun. Else to do.
5 minutes was just perfect.
Just perfect for you.
That was just about enough.
Where would your directing career go? Like, what other shorts? You should direct. Oh, you should direct commercials. You go strictly into commercial work.
Right.
Harsh.
Or supporting work.
Supporting work?
Yeah. Grip.
Grip. From director, from Toronto International Film Festival to the greatest grip.
Best boy.
Best boy. Gaffer.
I do like gaffer. I like the way it sounds.
I taped that down. Damn it.
Gaffer.
And what movie are you looking, besides the opening, which one are you looking forward to?
Oh, no. This is tough. Out of 27.
Besides the Chris Rock one.
Besides the Chris Rock one.
That should be interesting.
A Johnny Toe movie called Vengeance.
I'm unaware of the works of Johnny Toe.
You are unaware of the works of Johnny Toe. Election and Election 2. No.
Election is the Reese Witherspoon? That's Election.
Not quite. Yes. That
is Election.
Yes, that is.
And I know that's not Johnny Toe.
It is a movie called Election.
I'm more familiar with Frankie Foote.
Yeah, Johnny Toe is, you know, an Asian director who has had many movies here.
You're reading
from
the book. Let me just point out that you're reading
from the book. I'm reading from the book, at least. I'm not, you know, Googling.
Okay.
So I'm going to read his little summary here. He was born in Hong Kong. He's directed and produced over 40 films. He founded a production company in 1996 in partnership with his frequent collaborator, Wei Ka Fai. And I'm pretty sure I'm saying that wrong.
Is he the John Woo of Hong Kong?
He's pretty awesome.
Action? What is it?
Action-y sort of crime movies.
Okay.
Mad Detective was a great movie that I saw at the festival 1 year. Exiled was another good movie.
I'm familiar with his work.
Yeah.
What was his first film?
I'm not sure.
Johnny Toe, one to look out for. He'll be there.
And then another movie in that sort of genre, if you will, is called Accident. That one I'm pretty excited about too.
Accident?
Accident. Accident.
Directed
as in
by
what my mother told me I was for 100
Alex.
Ouch.
Wah-wah, wordplay.
Yes. So this guy began his career as Johnny Toe's assistant, this director.
All right, Pete. I gotta be an assistant to some director.
You do. But
I don't like any Canadian director. Well, Jason, I don't know if I'm not the biggest fan of this work. Like, it's good. I'm not like.
So this movie, Accident.
Yeah.
And I will say this programmer, this is a pretty bold fucking statement that he made in the Precy. Yeah, yeah, I needed profanity there too.
Is this a midnight screening one?
No.
No.
But the first
line for sentence of the precis is, it is no hyperbole to say that Accident is one of the finest Hong Kong crime dramas since, wait for it, Infernal Affairs, the movie which was the one that was,
the jungle?
I would say, remade.
Into Internal Affairs?
Into whatever that movie was with Jack Nicholson and Matt Damon.
Departed.
Yes.
Oh, Scorsese remade. Okay.
Yeah. So okay. Infernal Affairs. And yeah. In some cases, I dare say shot for shot.
No.
No. You need to watch Infernal Affairs.
I do.
Especially the whole, like the ending scene on top of the building. The angles.
Because there's
very,
like,
very, very, exactly.
Scorsese does these things with X's in his films, like shadowing X's.
Mm-hmm. You need to watch Infernal Affairs and you will think that Departed is just aight.
I will. I'm more into the Korean cinema now these days.
There was a good movie, I think, from Korea last year that I didn't get to see. It was on my maybe list called Daytime Drinking. Mm-hmm. About a guy, I believe he lost his job or lost his girlfriend, both, one or the other, and I guess got drunk in the daytime. But it was long.
It's like over, Trees Lounge.
Remember? It was over 2 hours of a guy just being really bummed.
You ever see that Steve Buscemi movie, Trees Lounge?
I believe I have.
Yeah, it's a wino bar.
Yeah. It was a dark time. I was drinking in the daytime, I believe, when I watched it.
Cool.
Something about Steve Buscemi's face makes me want to drink.
He's funny.
He is funny.
What about the midnight screening? Are you seeing any of those? Those are fun.
They are fun. I'm actually going to see a midnight movie at midnight this year. I haven't done that probably since either Spun. Possibly Spun was the last midnight movie I saw at midnight. It wasn't a very good film, but
I highly anticipated that, and I was highly disappointed.
The party after that movie?
Yeah. You all did Crank. You all did meth in the bathroom and went to town.
I didn't go to the party.
Went to town.
But it was at the Bovine. I didn't go to that party. It was at the Bovine.
Mickey Rourke was there.
Yes, he may or may not have allegedly exposed himself. And that party started the 48-hour downward spiral that led to those awesome, awesome mugshots of Nick Nolte. Because he was at that party.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Now that's a party.
That's a film short right there.
That's a party.
No, I went to one midnight screening when there was the Uptown Theater.
Mm-hmm. That's where I saw Spun.
Saw Baba Hotep.
Oh, yeah.
And what's his name was there?
Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell was there. And he was hilarious.
Of course he was.
Is it the same programmer guy? Is it Rob?
It's Colin Kitties.
Okay, so it's a different guy. When I went, it was the guy from TV Guide. He was programming it, Rob something.
Really?
Yeah.
Colin's been doing it for a long time.
Does it show photos of the
programmers? Yes, it does at the front, but I want to show you the movie I'm going to see. It's called Bitch Slap.
Oh, I heard of that one. Who's the director?
And it features some of the
I saw the trailer online.
Yeah. Sort of an homage to the Faster Pussycat.
Kill.
It looks exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah? No? No?
I'm a little done with the...
With everything?
With a lot of, like, I don't know. There's, like, the new... Is the Drew Barrymore roller skating movie going to be...
Whip It?
Is that there?
It's a popular choice. I did not go for it because I figured that would be really, really, really easy to see afterwards, so...
And then is there a movie about burlesque in the film festival this year?
Yes, there is.
Let me see another played out genre or idea.
Oh, there's a brown is the new black, let me tell you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Bollywood.
You got your Cooking with Stella.
Okay.
I think there's at least two or three of them.
It's cool.
No,
it's a huge, there's a huge audience in Toronto, right?
Yeah, there is. So, they're always packed.
But I'm not a big fan of the
She's cute.
The films. I don't know who that is.
Let's see.
It's not Aishwarya Rai, so I don't
know. No. Priyanka Chopra? Very cute. Great eyebrows. Great eyebrows. And yeah, I think this festival will be interesting.
No, they're always good. They're never disappointing.
No. And you got the Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
Oh, nice.
And
so,
of course, they picked a picture of Heath to put in the
what
book.
Do you, of course. What do you think makes a good film festival then?
You need to have a combination of a movie that no one saw coming, perhaps a disaster. Not a huge disaster, but a print that
September
doesn't make
11th?
It. I did go that year, and that was a bit...
Why is this movie canceled?
Yeah, I saw The Fast Runner that year.
Oh, nice.
And the translator couldn't make it in because their flight was delayed, but half, if not all, of the talent did. So they still went up and said, you know, their thoughts and their thank yous, and they just said it in their, you know, our home and native language. But it was great because the movie was really good, and then they got up and they just talked, and you could feel the emotion of the moment. Mm-hmm. It was one of those, you know, wow, I'm watching more than a movie. I'm experiencing, like, culture moments that made me feel really deep. But then again, that week with the whole 9/11 thing, I was really feeling all my feelings like everyone was.
I wish just with the film festival it was more Toronto-centric. I find a lot of things in Toronto are just very kowtowing to mainstream stuff. Like, there was the Toronto fashion thing.
Yeah.
And it was good and everything. But then I went to the Montreal one, and that one was crazy. Like, they had, like, the whole street was a runway, and they had, like, fashion shows in the middle of the street. And it was, like, this whole atmosphere, and it involved the whole city. And I'm not like, Montreal's better than Toronto sucks, but it was just, like...
But people in Montreal are more fashionable.
Yeah, but...
That would play a lot better there.
Sure, but it's just, like, everything here is, like, the L'Oreal. Like, everything is this... sounding like a curmudgeon, but it's just like it's
no,
not
you just
it's,
are
it's not no no but it's just it's not engaging for me because like I don't like all these things are just advertisements to me. Nothing is really genuine, I'm guessing, and I don't like, why do I have to sift through something to find something genuine when it's this international film festival?
Well, I don't know, but when the Bell Lightbox building is finished
yeah, there you go. We'll leave it at that, and we'll take a break and come back.